Moncrief on News Talk.
We have two people with us today, Michael and Maura, who run Horgan's Delicatessen Supplies in Mitchelstown. This year, they're celebrating an anniversary, 50 years of running that business together and 50 years of being married. Congratulations to you both.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So, Mike, tell us how you met Michael.
Well, yes, I suppose it was a little bit of a coincidence. Maura's mother was ill. Maura had been working in AIB in Bratgar in Dublin.
Okay.
She was an only child, and she decided that she was going to look for a transfer to get nearer home so to be there for her mother. In her first week in Mitchelstown, together with the assistant manager and a few more of the staff, they went to a point-to-point meeting in Lismore.
Mm.
And came back to Mitchelstown to have a few drinks. It was the pub that they went into was next to our butcher shop.
Oh.
And late in the evening, I happened to go into the pub to have a drink before I go home, because we lived 3 miles outside Mitchelstown. Our butcher shop was a lock-up premises and that. And the assistant manager introduced me to Maura. And the following, I think it was the following Sunday night, the Christmas party was on in the golf club. I didn't play golf, but I sometimes socialised in the golf club. So I went out there, and the next thing I saw, the same lady that I had met a few days earlier. And she happened to... So she came out with a friend of mine, and... So I think she was staying at Diggs in Mitchelstown, and the landlady, Angela Kiley, said to this guy, would you take Maura out to the golf club? Now, Maura didn't want to go to the golf club, and so anyway, and with a bit of persuasion, she went out to the golf club with him. So during the night, anyway, when I saw her there, I asked this guy, Michael Sheehan, I said, is she with you? And he said, no. I just gave her the landlady had asked me to bring her out to the golf club, and so I did. So anyway, so we danced, we had a couple of drinks, and I brought her home. And I think probably made a date for sometime the following week. So... that was in 19...
What did Michael Sheehan do? He had to go home by himself to the... Or did you tell him, we're going now?
Well, the same man, like, you know, he was kicking him out of his way. he was a veterinary surgeon. He was tall, good-looking guy and that. And he had women at will.
Yeah. Okay. So, don't be dissing Maura there. Maura could have had him if she wanted him. There's no doubt about that.
That's right, yeah.
Like, when you first saw Maura in the pub that time, did you kind of have an ask around and who's she and is she? No, does she have a boyfriend?
I didn't question that, but I would have seen her walking up to work every morning. And she looked well. She always wore quite a short skirt.
Okay.
And as we say, she had a fine pair of wheels.
Right. Okay.
So 6 months later, we got engaged. Her birthday was the 15th of June. We got engaged and... and then 12 months later, we got married.
Right. Okay. So, all right. And Maura, did you feel you were being pursued or Did Michael woo you at all?
Now, well, one thing is certain, that having access to his bank account, I knew he wasn't a millionaire.
Yeah.
And that was only proved too correctly because we had to get a loan to go on honeymoon. But that was a rocky start, and also we were starting a fledgling business we had. Michael was a very progressive butcher, and he wanted to go further than that. And we used to actually, when he started manufacturing hams and sausages and all that sort of thing initially, we used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to turn off cookers.
Crikey.
Because there was no such thing as automatic cookers at that time. And then we had three little boys, and we went through all that, and we went through exhibitions in Cologne, Paris, and London, and we started a delicatessen importing business, as well as going around to the farms of West Cork, Kerry, you name it, Tipperary, buying cheese at the farm gate and bringing it to the desks of the multiple buyers, like Dunstores, Tesco, yeah. Musgraves and that. And we were pioneers in bringing Irish farmhouse cheeses into the kitchens of the people of Ireland.
Can I ask you a question, Maura? How long was it into the marriage that Michael realised who the boss actually was?
I come across like that, do I?
I had a suspicion.
Do you know something, Sean? I'm still not the boss, because coming down here today, he wanted me to go through Glanmire, and I came up Lover's Walk. And he told me that was the wrong way to go, and it's completely direct. So I said to him, you drive home. I drove here, you drive home. So I am not the boss.
And do you, well, no, obviously you supply a lot of businesses and the like. Do you supply them on to Naughty? Do you do business?
No, we don't. So we'll have a word with them on the way out.
I tell you what you'll do. I'll tell you what you do, because we're going to give you dinner for two at the Panorama here at the Montanati, courtesy of the Montanati Hotel, and you can check out what they've got and maybe give them some advice.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to you. Many more years of health and happiness to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.